Broadcastingnetwork.org. Call in is 800-313-9443, and we can get you on. You can listen on satellite. You can do iPod. You can work the whole concept of the thing. But I want to remind you carefully: Republic Broadcasting Network is out here doing something that, you know, threatens out the basic core of the absolute misinformation that's coming out there. RBN is out here. We're out here. The truth is really here, right here on the front line. The idea of the fairness doctrine being promoted, in the concept of senators saying that talk radio is, and people on talk radio are talking about things without adequate information. Well, let me tell you, we're living in a dynamite situation of the fact that we're being threatened on every front, freedom-wise, health-wise, money-wise, every one of these other thing-wise that is influencing our very absolute being. And we're going to be covering a lot of eclectic subjects today. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but there are a lot of rumors going around that trigger, you know, is the Putin dissolving the Russian government. People say, well, that really hasn't happened. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is resigning and planning on to. Most of the world leaders that are connected with the UN on all the scandals that they had are slowly moving into different directions. And there's the whole thing about the other rumor that has been circulating out there is that the Air Force is standing down and has stand down. You know, they stood down the other day on September 14th, and the Israeli airplane folks didn't have any flights. Those are all based upon conspiracy concepts and everything. And then, of course, there's another there's another rumor that's floating in that about the six nuclear bombs flying over the United States. So we're going to see how that connects to some dots about our food and water. See you at the end of the break.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynne Parker, on September 16, 2007. I wanted, in several of those shows, I was talking about the concept of how various parts of our body are really taken over by assigned clinical trial corporations around the world in terms of global research and how it works in terms of developing new therapies. I want to make a brief mention of what I'm going to call the anatomy of pain. In the body, there are sensory neurons. They're called nociceptors, and that's spelled nociceptors. They're on practically every surface, surface of the body and on the body. There are three forms of these nociceptive pain areas. One, of course, is on the skin, which is very near the body surface, and this results in very sharp pain when you have pain. Then you have somatic, which is, these are cause injuries to these deeper tissues like ligaments and tendons and bones and blood vessels. And there are not many of these somatic receptors, but pain is usually more of a dull and is poorly localized. And then there's the visceral nociceptives, and these are caused by injury to organs. And these visceral nociceptors are even more scarce than the somatic nociceptors, and they result in pain that is deeper into the body. Nerve damage can also be caused by diabetes, infectious diseases such as HIV, herpes, zoster, autoimmune conditions, nerve compressions by tumors, chemotherapy, surgical injury, just to name a few. So the world of stem cells and the world of delivery of drugs is drastically changing in our lifetime. There are three major classes of drugs that are going to be used in the treatment of these acute and chronic pain situations in the body, non-sterile anti-inflammatory drugs. that is very important to have a non-sterile anti-inflammatory. And the treatment of pain will be at the top of the list of any kind of stem cell research that works with it. However, the nerve toxicities are caused by what we eat and drink. And when I went out the door on this in the year 2003 on chloramine and its effect causing collateral health damage, this was one of the aspects of what I was talking about in terms of internal pain as a result of changes of body cells, and particularly in the central nervous system. So the choices that can be made in terms of spinal cord or the brain, which is called the somatic sensory area, the thalamus of the brain, which is right at the center of the brain, collects the most pain system that can be developed to try to overcome the pain, but it's usually not too successful. That's going to be very highly researched in the future. And however, it's not going to be, in my opinion, and strongly so, a lot of the concepts of the bromohalic acids and the chloramine itself in the water are going to make the nerves more toxic as we go along. So I'm going to have little tidbits of information on each show how the research is coming along on clinical trials and for ligaments and tendons and bones and blood vessels. This kind of research, of course, is not available to openly to the public, and nor should it be, because there can be a lot of misinterpretations as to how far help is coming in terms of the contamination of our body. In other words, instead of solving the idea of what we eat and drink in a contamination level by changing the engineering outside the body, which is what I've been proposing since I started this process of chloramine causing collateral health damage. The disinfecting byproducts are increasing as we go along because more are being tested to find out, well, there's another toxin that we're drinking, you know. But this changes the body. And instead of changing the water and the food, we're trying to do is exactly as I pointed out at the beginning 3 years ago, is the fact that we're being asked to be the human processing plant really be a vessel for the pharmaceutical research, very sophisticated research, by the way, to try to take care of the pain rather than take care of the toxic. Now, I'm for taking care of the pain. No question about it. Pain is one of the most talked about and enforced issues in the human body and the concepts of what's going on. And these are called pain pathways. So you can count on it that I'm going to keep you up to date and give you some hints as to what you can ask the bureaucratic system as to how to help you on this and try to avoid some of the drugs and some of the aspects of it and try to work different ways out that to try to keep the prescription level down. But the big issue here is dosage. And this is why the bureaucrats make laws concerning our water and our food, say, well, these are dose-related systems, and therefore they're not really affected by this unless you have the right dose. I find this to be most interesting, and avoiding one of the major issues that governs the idea of saying a little bit of poison is not going to hurt you kind of story. The whole process of this is that what happens if the chemicals get together? What happens if they get together? And they do. And I've been talking about it for some time. It's a mixture of the chemicals and how they react that is really the main part of the problem of our life being shortened. The obituaries where people are dying in their bed at 30 years of age up to 50 years of age. People don't realize that your brain, our human brains, are 75% water. And all the toxicity that's reprocessed in the thalamic area, which is where the pain regulator is located, is changed forever. It would be different if you could change it and the gene signal in one particular way. But what's happening and where I'm proposing this thesis of understanding our real-world system and how to survive in it, we have to look at the mixture of the chemicals. You can have some chemicals could be safe if they're on their own. But when they're combining with something else, they're going to cause damage. This is why I've maintained from the very beginning that people talk about fluoride. They talk about fluoride. And the idea I keep saying, well, fluoride doesn't work in a vacuum. It has to connect with something else. It connects with an amide, the very thing that we're trying to get out from the chloramine and in the body. And it has an effect to combine with the foods that are processed in the human body. And there are different formations of these chemicals that are forming other toxic endocrine disruptors. And the reason that this becomes even more paramount in terms of decision-making is the fact that corporations who make the drugs, who make the products that try to end-run these toxic cocktails inside of us are on the stock market. And the water companies, they're on the stock market. Their whole proposal is to force people into thinking that bottled water is a good idea. And there's a survey on bottled water, which I don't have the actual company that did the survey, that said that people believe 58%, they don't show really the number of people they tested with this questionnaire, but living a healthier lifestyle, 58% felt that bottled water would give them a healthier lifestyle. Milk was second at 22%, and none of these at 6%. And bottled tea, 2%. And, of course, all this is way over 100% in terms of their study. But there's a little blurb on the bottled water's lobbyist from Washington that says, bottled water is regulated as a packaged food byproduct by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which mandates stringent standards for safety, quality, production, labeling, and identity. Being packaged a food product, bottled water is bound by the Nutrition Label Education Act and a full range of FDA protective measures designed to enforce the product safety requirements and protect consumers. When I went out and I talked with the FDA people, I talked to the EPA, and the FDA said, well, we don't have anything to do with it in terms of it. Well, to make a long story short, I helped contribute to that date that you got on your bottled water. I said, that's poisonous. You come into the whole thing, you got to put an expiration date on the water because it's poisonous from the plastics that are being involved. Well, I don't know who acted on it, but they did, and the date's on there. So, but the idea of saying, the EPA says, well, we run our standards in the and it's not a food, so we don't have to put in the other standards or act on the contaminants in the water for another 5 years. Well, they're not under, the FDA is not under the Nutrition Label Education Act. That is an outright lie by the FDA. We'll come back at the other end of the break and we'll discuss this whole concept of cocktails in your body made from water.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
This is Parker Pathways, and this is Dr. Wayne Parker, and it's September 16, 2007, and this is a live show. And what we're talking about is 800, the call-in is 800-313-9443. Where we're going with this is the mixture of the chemicals in our body. In turn, when we get a prescription, you usually will be asked what else you're taking because there can, you know, the person that's giving you the drug is worried about the drug interactions, and which can be very very devastating. The same thing with endocrine disruptors and other kinds of pesticides, the same way in the body that we have in the water. I've long ago maintained on the reproductive capacities studies that have been done since 1995, which I've mentioned on my shows, how just drinking basic tap water is a problem in terms of benign basic killing carcinogenic agents that are in there, but they're just a small amount. They say, well, it doesn't affect the reproductive capacity of male and females. But on Desert Storm, many of the males that came back from Desert Storm transmitted the gene signal on toxicity to their ladies, and these got into the ovaries and the rest of it, and they have the reproductive difficulties, and of course those same gene changes are now in the females. The government has vastly denied that anything like this exists, and so forth and so forth. I want to remind the audience that when I put forth the idea 3 years ago about the theory concept that I placed in there called bioaccumulation. In other words, the fact that you have real-world chemistry here. We're talking about biochemistry in the body. We're not talking about some baloney concept of fact that cell a water filter. That's not the point. The point is that the body is changing and accumulate the toxins in a different way. And that, as I've labeled it, I have called it bioaccumulation. It happens that now under forensic science, the term bioaccumulation is now accepted as an expert witness term. I'm very proud of that, and that and helping get dates on bottled water and the rest of it, I consider an enormous achievement. It couldn't have been done without people thinking and reacting on it, and I couldn't do it without the help of people out here in America, of which I am promoting the concept that we need a grand jury of science and technology in this country to be able to make decisions on bureaucratic decisions that may have harmful effects to millions of people. And I was going to talk about this at the beginning of the show, but we're going to save that for another show, because we have some things we have to cover here. The whole thing comes down to the fact that the constitutional amendment to add to the Constitution of the United States has to be based on the idea that we have a right to vote what goes in our food and water. We have that much of a right as answering a question of our drug interactions when we're in a medical office. If we a person asks that question because they're interested in the interactions that may be harmful or not harmful, and also for their malpractice reasons. So in order to assess these risks of mixtures, there are people on their own in science that are doing testing chemicals of these interactions from the water-based and doing it on fish and rats, and you're doing what are called the additive system of the sum of the parts of the reaction. And this is called a cumulative dose research, and it's predicting the principle, which is called dose addition. This dose addition is some things are expected, others are not. And dose addition is a basis by which the government is proposing that you can use chloramine by the states. They fine the states $10,000 a day per water district if they don't use chloramine, and which is ammonia added to the chlorine. Chlorine causes breast cancer and the rest of it and the whole thing. And under the guise of killing bacteria or killing Cryptosporidium giardia lambia, which is a liver fluke, the whole thing is that there are people out here saying, well, we need these disinfectants because they kill organisms. The only point is that they keep forgetting again. They're killing themselves. And this is the whole process affecting the reproductive capacity of the human. We're developing new brain centers on the thalamus in terms of pain regulation. We're changing the gene system for the delivery of the Kupffer cells in the liver, which are the main cells in the liver that are now changing their whole morphology. We're becoming as insects who are developing very high gene structures to adapt to their toxic environment. And if you get bit by a spider today or a horsefly or even a mosquito or a wasp, even a bee, you are now being injected with some antigens of which are so powerful that the usual concept of anaphylactic shock treatments are no longer working. So when we come back from the break, I'll just test it out that these studies are what are called doing something from nothing. And I think we added 1 to 8 compounds and see what kind of reaction we have. We'll come back at the other end of the break and discuss this even further.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, September 16, 2007. We're discussing the mixture of chemicals in the human body, and the concept of how it relates to our outside world. This is a cumulative risk that accumulates in the thyroid gland and the rest of it in terms of what's called the estrogenic effects, reproductive malformations from chlorine in the water, in the drinking water, and plus all forms of bromides and iodides that are in the water that have been developed. And I'm going to make a connecting dot to a very important point from that, which will come up in a few minutes. there is a researcher, Shauna Swan, who was one of the originators of the expose of some time ago in terms of the pregnant mothers drinking 9 glasses of tap water and affecting their reproductive capacity. That was the original study. But Shauna Swan has done some very good work. It was published in the year 2005, and she showed that boys whose mothers had a higher level of all 5 phthalates, the phthalates are the endocrine disruptors that escape from various forms of plastics and toothpaste and toys, the kind of the very phthalate that is in the toy contamination from China, and the packaging to the cosmetics and the drugs that are used in cosmetics. The concept here that she showed that there were higher levels of changes in the womb, indicated by a shorter distance between the anus and the genitals. This is really a marker of the feminizing activity of males, and this is and this kind of gauge has been used in medicine for years. And the fact that, however, that the hormone changes beyond endocrine disruptor, and you're talking about a gene change. Okay, this is a cumulative score that's given by this work in terms of monitoring all the subsets, in terms of the chemicals that are called subsets. Okay, now we have, as I said in the first hour, in the first half hour, the tone of today, of today's situation, the Emmys are tonight. O.J. Simpson may be arrested in Las Vegas tomorrow as lead stories. The Russians have devised what is called the war plan, and for the development of war weapons were finalized as of today, which would have been tomorrow in Russia. The Islamic fanatics developed a what is called the perfect day, that they want to attack American school children in America as part of an attack, buying up the school buses in America and the school radios and the rest of it, you know, and trying to connect the dots as to what Mr. Bin Laden calls the caravan of death. And all that's going on, and tomorrow it'll be probably close to Wednesday, the CDC is planning to announce that there are an exposure for all of us of covering 275 chemicals that we're exposed to, and so what is your problem? So in other words, we're exposed to it, so what? They've had to raise this chemical attack concept that we're exposed to from, and they toy with this, 148 chemicals. Yeah, that was in the year 2005. Their update is now to 275 chemicals that we're exposed to. The whole process of this is that a lot of these chemicals are involved in many of the processes of which the financiers on Wall Street want to invest. And I'm going to get that give that information to you in a minute. But the whole thing is that the reason that chloramine has been added to the water, according to the bureaucrats, in terms of this, is that reduces, in their mind, the disinfecting byproducts of the trihalomethanes, and because chloramines that are a mixture of this chlorine and ammonia, they say, is dramatically reducing the regulated disinfecting byproducts. I have studied those studies. They're extensive. But the Part 2 EPA directive says that any further rule to study chloramines is something that's not in their model, and they don't want to go forward with it. So alternate disinfectants may encourage the formation of these new cancer-producing chemicals, which mix, that's my point, the dose reactions in terms of the the mixtures inside our human body to cause the change of the of human cells. When I say that chloramine causes clinical health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN, it's a mutagenic. It's causing that's changing cell wall structure and chromosomes. When I say it's genotoxic, what I'm saying is that this changes the gene structures. The most toxic is in the water at the moment, as a disinfecting byproduct from chloramine, is the dichloromethyl hydroxyfurone. It's a chlorinated furanone, commonly known as MX. And MX is 80 times more potent than idocetic acid in drinking water as a mutagen, that's being studied in bacteria and rats, and causes more of the boys to become reproductively malfunctioning that are born to women that are exposed to MX. And I have an absolute, and if I had the time today to go into the social thinking that you have to have in your brain cell to be walking around as a government person who can make a policy decision and know that you're emasculating males, think about it. I mean, think about it. The whole thing, but that's another show. The iacetic acid is 93 times more cytotoxic than MX. Okay, so you have and 28 more times mutagenic. So you've got something that MX with the dichloromethyl hydroxyfurnone is actually 80 times more dangerous to the human cell, causing mutagenic toxicity systems from the water. So you have the water as we drink it. And by the way, the whole baloney that the bottle companies are determining is that, well, this is safe, and it comes under, they're trying to sell the public, this comes under the Nutrition Labeling Act. I'm proposing that bottled water have a black label, a black label. I put it out there, and I'm sticking to it. It is absolutely outrageous that to think that they're not telling the public and haven't from the very beginning for the past 3 years that 25% of these latent chemicals that are mixing in your body and the form of the mixture of these toxic compounds are 25% in every bottle of water. It's outrageous. Now here comes my connecting dot that I want to make, and this is something I'm putting forth here. The economic money that's going on with the global planners, the nine major nations that put their money in. And I opened the show and I think talking about France, and they're changing their EU currency concept. Their investment system that they have is for desalination plants around the world, and which we're going to get into in a few minutes. But the point is that these drinking water sources with all these bromoacetic acids, which are end products from the water, from the drinking water and the addition of chloramine, they also contain iodide, since both of the bromides and the iodides, they come from a saltwater source. So you have to have mercury in the desalination plant, which is mercury's a byproduct, which is also poisonous and goes into the water at the end of the concept of the saltwater system. So the source of the saline in the water can be either from the saltwater or the coastal freshwater that's called conit water, which is locked away underground, and the idea of the new mining and investment situations that are going on is to be able to drill that like oil. And but the whole process of the chloramation shows that these formations of the iodated disinfecting byproducts in these water because the chloramines are less oxidizing power than chlorine. So they allow all these hypoidous acids to accumulate and react with all the organic matter that touches them. And so this is what is the higher risk of bladder and colon cancers in humans. From the research that I've done, the peer review system and actual work is a fact that males get more bladder cancer than females, and more females get colorectal cancers than males from this equation of the toxic mix of these chemicals that we are drinking and also are in the process of our food and water. So now, to work this in, that I had two shows concerning foreign governments buying water districts and how that went, and how they want to take over the global water districts, because they know, and this is where I put forth put forth the United Nations the concept which engineers have known but never wanted to say, that less than 1% I've repeated this many times, and it is less than 1% of the world's water supply is drinkable. And cities and towns are turning to the foreign governments to buy their water districts so that they can convert into this terrible situation of the reusable and recyclable water system to be used in the blended drinking water system to conserve water so they can have real estate developments and they can have the rest of it. Well, France, since they're doing their concept of Carol Channing's dress being returned as the major story in the French newspapers, in the same hour, the Veolia Environmental Company, that's a French company, made the decision out that they want to trade on a higher market value of $35 billion. They're running at $72 a share, but by the end of the week, it'll be $90 a share because they have declared an absolute global purchasing of the world's water supply. The Chinese water market is said to be growing at 20% a year, so the Veolia company has been tying in with the Suez French company to offer energy and transportation services, and they plan to integrate the concept of the desalination with the global water and infrastructure system and the build-out of it. So they're trading out at trading for 20 times Gogler's rate at the estimate of $3.75 a share. So that's 7.3 times the enterprise value. So that means that the 20-year contract to manage all the wastewater services at Fort Knox in Kentucky, to operate more than 20 water projects in China, to build the largest desalination plant in Saudi Arabia, and to maintain the home base in France of Veolia Environment will generate a 74% increase in revenue in 6 months on their and based on their stocks. So the stock fell 12% since May, and it'll go up. And I think when the Emmys are given out tonight in the United States of America, in France, Veolia Environment from the New York Stock Exchange will be at $75 a share and reach $90 a share as estimate by Wednesday to have world control of desalination water districts in America and the complete taking over, of the what's called the adjunct of the Texas Highway, and also the deal for Australia, which is the Gogler company that's on the, that is connected out with Veolia, for Sydney in Australia to be signed by the end of this week. And this will be the water and wastewater services for the city of Adelaide. They want to also, when I say they want to have into transportation systems, the commuter systems for this company to take over, and the management of the Sydney, Australia's waste transfer station will be the largest world project that has ever been known. It'll be bigger than the one in Saudi Arabia. From those models, from the research that comes from those models, will, and this is clear, it'll be in effect is what they want to do in America. So this week, these deals are going down in terms of how to make the sale, how to work and control the water districts, to be able to control the regulation, and put this into the addition of the what used to be known as the NAFTA Treaty. At the same time, we are dealing with a real-world dose-related and dose-activation and bioaccumulation system of toxins in our body that are getting worse. And you want to talk about health care coming out at the other end? How are you supposed to make a diagnosis of pain? The concept of the therapeutic applications of various drugs in systems of which you are, which are bone marrow controlled. And at the same time, this week, another discussion in terms of how stem cell research is being thwarted by the concept of investment tax rules that are being discussed on the floor of the Senate, the United States Senate, to be able to make it difficult for investment for stem cells in terms of the whole kind, even though they say they're for stem cell research. Okay, the whole process is that the stem cell research is a research where you're going to change the gene therapy system for targeting stem cells to treat all kinds of diseases in the brain. It's called liposomal storage diseases, and they'll insert genes in the bone marrow and be able to change that out. That's directly caused by chloramine. Breast cancer caused by chlorine. It'd be this kind of research is being done is to change the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, BRCA1, BRCA2, for the breast cancer, totally caused and triggered by chlorine in the water, in the drinking water and bottled water. The other stem cell work is pulmonary arterial hypertension, which will be discussed by the end of the week, in terms to even make it more difficult on tax forms for corporations to have research and development credits to be able to do that. When we come back from the other end of the break, we'll have finishing comments on this very overview, real-world, global topic of water, food, and medical protocols.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. and support the RBN, Republic Broadcasting Station. And I want to make a personal thank you to my producer, Chris. And I owe Chris's wife for her birthday a bottle of that wine I was talking about earlier in the show that's been jacked up there in France. And to finish off on the idea that General Electric, as a corporation, wants to get involved with the French water market, and that'll affect the concept of the volume of stocks that are exchanged. Last week there were 672,562 stocks and on the healthcare market. Healthcare markets divide into healthcare providers, medical equipment, medical supplies, biotechnology, and pharmaceuticals. There has been a 19 to 28% volume change in these market segments. And by next week, this will all, the projected is it can go up to 30%. And in volume change based on the information which I've been talking about for the past hour and a half. What needs to be done is that we need to take it in our hands to be able to set up our own grand jury systems. And I'll be talking about that on the next show. We need a way to be able to input on this information, to put it into action, to actually use it. Because these bureaucrats, as I said earlier, they walk around and they're saying, well, we made a decision that doesn't fit our model, and we don't want to be involved in any further. People are exposed to these number of chemicals, and that just takes care of it. Meanwhile, the people on Wall Street and in foreign stock markets are making billions, not millions, of dollars based upon the hardship that's been placed on human beings, and we've been in a forced war situation and the Islamic folks trying to put forth their particular view. The real question is the government really responsible in this country if they want to take on the idea of fast foods, the chemicals in the fast foods causing the various changes and working it through, and not take an interest in the combination of the food and water that's in our body that makes these Wall Street people very wealthy because the corporations do the research, do the clinical trials, have it go their way. So we're in a position where we need to make some real decisions as to how to keep ourselves healthier and be able to work it through to take on the hardships that are coming at us on the global world war that is at our doorstep in terms of ideology. If the Brezhnev-Russia school attack that occurred is any indication of what's coming for our school children to be attacked in their school, and the concept of the government's activities in these other countries to come at us, we have a lot to take care of to get ready for that. That's my private view. Well, I want to thank everybody today for being patient and to take in this, what I call cornerstone show, to lead up to the other shows that we have lined up for people that have a lot of information to impart to the audience and to be able to understand the interconnections of these whole world investment system. With